A new report finds thousands of Pennsylvanians who submitted voter registration applications by last year's deadline may have been unable to vote in the presidential election because those applications were not processed on time or at all. WHYY's Dave Davies reports that the study found the biggest problem was in Philadelphia.
There's no allegation of partisan tampering or Russian hacking here, just bureaucratic failures that could have disenfranchised people. Wei Chen of the group Asian Americans United says he personally handed in 37 completed voter application forms to the city last July, months before the election. When none of the applicants appeared in the state's online voter database, he checked and said officials couldn't come up with any answers.
Those forms just disappear. And we couldn't find any of them.
The report from a coalition of nonprofits called Keystone Votes contains two kinds of stories. Anecdotes like Chen's, where it seems some applications were simply never processed, and a larger statistical analysis that seems to show thousands of voter applications were processed so late that it created problems when people showed up at polling places or discouraged them from voting at all. The study says nearly 26,000 people who applied on time were added to the rolls too late to get a voter card in the mail and too late to appear in the main voter rolls that are distributed to polling places. 17,000 of them, that's 65%, were in Philadelphia, says the Committee of 70's Pat Christmas.
It seems clear that on a systemic level, counties around the state, but particularly Philadelphia County, have big problems processing voter registration applications.
Former Penn Law student Glenn Forster says he followed up on 83 applications he submitted, all of which he'd photocopied for security. He found 15% never yielded registrations. In some cases, city workers incorrectly entered the material in the state voter database. In others, the applications were lost or the material entered so incorrectly they couldn't be traced. Those people couldn't vote last November, Forster says, and that's a tragedy.
You know, we live in a battleground state. It has a very close Senate race coming up, a very close governor's race coming up, and it is very easy that this sort of problem could sway these elections in the future.
The report recommends changes to improve the system. Philadelphia Election Board co-chair Al Schmidt said he couldn't respond to the report because those who produced it didn't provide source data or methodology. Dave Davies, WHYY News.